The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Emerald Coast Coins.
Money, 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 must be funny in the rich man's world. Money, 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 always sunny in the rich man's world. Money, 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 must be funny in the rich man's world. Money, money, money.
News Radio, Pensacola. The Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you for joining me. It's a beautiful, thankful Thursday.
Yay!
Got Stephanie Dodson in the studio from Emerald Coast Coins. Check them out online at emeraldcoastcoins.com. And you can go by and see them right down there on Creighton Road, 1811 Creighton Road, or give them a call, 473-1515. How you doing today?
Such a good number. Yes.
I'm
doing great. We're Friday Eve, man. It's the best day ever.
Oh, yeah. Friday Eve. Yeah. Thankful for that. Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
So what's been going on since we last spoke?
Oh, my God. I feel I'm always repetitive. Busy, busy, busy. But mm-hmm. I never complain about that. Busy mm-hmm. makes the day go by.
Yes.
Busy makes the day go by. It makes everything awesome. We get through the day quicker. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah.
Gold and silver coming in and going out as quick as they can. But we still got it in stock, so it's always a good thing.
Yep, and not just coins and collectibles. You've got bullion and bars and things like that?
We have bullion. We don't have some. We have silver bars for sure. Gold mm-hmm. bars, and I do get a lot of people that call and ask me for mm. gold bars. We don't have as many gold 1 ounce bars in mm. stock, and that's really only because a lot of people don't ask for those as often. As they do, say, like the gold coins. So we keep mm. more gold coins on hand than we mm. do the gold bars. We can get those for you.
Right.
It's just not something that we will keep on hand as much.
Right.
And we can usually get those, depending on which distributor has it, you know, what our distributor has, we can usually get those within, you know, a few days to a week's time frame. You just have to come in, pay for it, lock in your price, and then we can get it for you.
Yeah.
But, silver bars, 1 ounce, 5 ounce, 10 ounce,
yeah,
100 ounce. We have those in stock.
I would love to have one of those little foamed cases, the silver cases you see in the movies with the gold bars in it.
Yes.
You know, when you like open it up and you're like, yes,
yes. I would love to have a gold bar that big too. One of those nice bricks.
Yeah,
just one.
Just unwrap it and eat the chocolate inside. Yeah,
that would be the best. Hello, Willy Wonka.
Yes, exactly. I was not aware that it was going to be a musical. I sit down. We go to see Wonka, right? And dude starts singing, and I look at my wife like, she tricked me.
She knew.
She actually did, and she was like,
really?
I didn't know it was going to be a musical. Well, she says that.
I knew.
Maybe she did too. She knows that I'm not into musicals. Luckily, they didn't sing the whole time.
No, it was a really good movie.
It was. I cried a little bit. There was some sad moments.
Such a good movie.
The little girl did such a good job in that
really
movie.
She really did.
But yeah, Wonka, chocolate, gold, silver, it's all good stuff. We're thankful for all that stuff on Thankful Thursday. 850-437-1620. If you have questions, if you're a collector, if you have some stuff up in the attic that you just found, maybe you're part of an estate sale or something, you know, and you unearth a bunch of stuff that maybe could be valuable, then you need to talk to Stephanie and her team at Emerald Coast Coins. Go by and see them on Creighton Road, emeraldcoastcoins.com. Get there early if you have a bunch of stuff to look at.
Definitely get there early. You know, if you have a lot of stuff, we definitely say please try to come, you know, before, you know, 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, because, it, you know, sometimes I say it can usually take us, you know, a little, you know, pretty quickly to get through stuff. But if you're coming in with boxes of stuff, we're going to need time to go through it.
Right.
Am I going to look through every single penny you bring in? If you bring in, 100 pennies, no, I'm going to just count your wheat pennies in my change machine and we're going to move forward.
Right.
But if you have nice Morgan dollar, you know, a nice set of Morgan dollars, you know, we're going to definitely try and go through and look at them. I had a customer come in with quite a few hundred Morgan dollars the other day, and we pulled out 4 Carson City Morgan dollars out of the hundreds of Morgan dollars they had. So, you know, instead of paying just our tip, you know, our price for common Morgan dollars, which is right now, I think, around like $18-$20. They, you know, these Carson City dollars are worth more, so we paid more for those, obviously.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you never know what you're sitting on. You never know what you got. You know, you could have some very expensive things there.
Exactly.
So go by and speak to them and let them know what you got, and they'll take a look at it. You've got a handy dandy little device that can actually read what kind of material it is.
That XRF machine is my favorite. And guess what? I'm now allowed to use it.
You can use it now.
Oh my gosh, I got to grow up a little bit.
You've gained their trust. Oh, okay. Well, we'll see how long that lasts.
We will.
You'd be like, hey, where is she? Where is that device?
Good feeling gone.
Yes. 850-437-1620. Let us know if you have any questions or comments. You know, everybody, there's a lot more collectors than people realize, I think. You know, people collect a lot of strange and unusual things sometimes.
They
But often it's these coins, it's these pieces of history. And what, you know, I see it on TV a lot. A lot of antiques and historical things that go around in these road shows sometimes, right?
Yeah.
And so sometimes they'll come to town and they'll advertise, you know, we'll buy your gold and silver, and they're setting up shop, and they might be gone, you know, tomorrow or next week. So let's talk about those road shows a little bit. What's your thoughts on those? Because we got one coming to town pretty soon.
We do have one coming to town. It might be here already, but, you know, they always make me nervous because they always say, hey, we're going to pay top dollar. Mm-hmm. And that's always like a first warning sign. Mm. You know, anybody who says they'll pay top dollar, we've always been the ones who say, you know, check around and see who's going to give you the best price. We've never said we're going to pay the most. Check around and find out who's going to pay you the most. We're here for to give you advice and to give you our price and to see who's going to pay you the most. Do most people come back to us? Yes, they do. Places like that who are just fly-by-night places, who just want to come in and buy your stuff and leave, are very, be wary. Be wary of places like that. You don't have to sell. When you go to any place like that, you don't have to sell. You can get your information. Go check around other places. Call us on the phone and get some information. Be educated before you go anywhere to sell. That's
right.
That's the best key of advice I can give. Be educated before you go anywhere to sell anything.
Yes. And always check with Emerald Coast Coins before you do anything. EmeraldCoastCoins.com. You can go by and see them on Creighton Road or give them a call at 473-1515. I've got Stephanie Dotson in the studio. Let us know if you have any questions or comments. One thing I wanted to know, and somebody just texted in about this, you see the gold bar commercials and the gold coins and the gold reserve, you know, on television at night. And, you know, you may have a guy that used to be on Knott's Landing telling you that it's a good investment and you can switch your 401k out for this stuff that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love about it, what first piqued my, like, you know, I don't know about this meter. They say, well, you know, gold is so valuable and it's so much more, you know, stable than cash. And you want to fortify your retirements in gold and precious metals. Go ahead and send your cash into us right now and we'll send you this stuff. It's like, well, if it was such a good investment and it's better than cash, why are they so ready to give me their gold bars for the cash? I don't get it. Like,
right.
They want my cash pretty bad. It seems like the cash is what is really important. I don't get it.
Also true. And so I can take... talking about the TV shows, an excellent thing that happened is, you know, we had a customer that came in and they looked at one of those TV ads and they said a politician that they trusted. I don't know who, they didn't name them.
Okay.
And so they went on one of those TV shows and they bought gold back in 2011. They paid a whole bunch of money for this gold and they came in to us to sell it recently. They lost almost $200 a coin.
Ooh.
When gold was less in 2011 than it is now.
Mm.
They're like, and I trusted what these people were telling me on the TV show, you know, online, on the TV show. But that's because, you know, I trusted these people. I'm like, that's what they're supposed to do on the TV show.
But there's an upcharge.
There was
for their packaging and shipping. And
yep. Well, they got one coin. They got one coin free.
Oh, okay, good.
And they got free shipping.
Right.
But not really. So, you know, they ended up losing a lot of money.
Yeah.
Will they be able to claim that as loss? Probably. However, you know, you just, you know, these TV ads and these late night, you know, QVCs or whatever they are. They are just there to talk everything up.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's, you know, we tell everybody shop local.
Yeah.
You know, there's, and I'm, you know, there's us, there's other places, you know, in the general area, no matter where you live, you know, Ohio, California, Mississippi, wherever, yeah. Shop local.
Yes.
Go to your definitely. Local coin shops and sit down and talk with your people.
Yeah.
And shop local. And when we order, you know, when we order our stuff, we're not ordering off of the TV. We're ordering from our distributor, who is also, you know, local to, you know, I would say local to us. It's not from always from a big, like, online company, but it's going to be from a distributor who is well known to the numismatic community. And they get their stuff from, you know, named brand companies. So it's right. going to be Pam Swiss. It's going to be Atmex. It's, you know, it's going to be name brand gold bars or gold coins or whoever, whatever the case may be.
Okay. Yeah. That answered Michael's question. Thank you for your text. 850-437-1620. If you have any questions, comments for Stephanie from Emerald Coast Coins, go to emeraldcoastcoins.com. It's officially summer.
It's officially
today
summer.
Today is the longest light day of the year.
It is.
Yeah. So this is going to be awesome. And when I woke up, it was like no humidity, cool.
That breeze so has been good. So amazing.
It was amazing, yes, because my HVAC was out last night.
Oh, no.
Nobody was around to fix it.
Oh, no.
It's funny because I have Gulf Coast Air Care on the show all the time. I've got Climatech of Professional Air. I've got, you know, humidity remediation specialists. And I'm sitting there in an apartment, and I can't call any of them. I've got their cards. I know them personally. I love Todd, and I love everybody over at Gulf Coast Air Care.
Not allowed.
I can't call anybody to help me because it's not my unit.
Yep,
I don't own it.
Because it's an apartment.
It's an apartment. So they're like, oh, we'll get to it in the morning. I still don't think they're there. But luckily, God blessed me with a very cool, crisp morning. So that I didn't sweat last night. I was actually able to sleep. So
that is good. That's
yeah,
good to know.
But enough about me. Let's talk about coins and collectibles, gold and silver. What when somebody comes down, if they've never been to Emerald Coast Coins, what can they expect when they walk in that door? Besides, maybe if you get there early enough, meeting Duncan.
Besides meeting Duncan, you know, we'll usually sit down with them. Well, usually when people come in, they'll sit down and they'll they're like, I just need to take this all in.
Right.
Like, wow, I didn't know I was going to walk into like history.
Mm.
So that's always fun.
Yeah.
So they walk in and they're like, I just want to look at all the history first. We're like, yeah, dude, like totally just kind of take it all in and relax.
It's almost like a museum in a way.
Kind of. It's kind of like a museum in the way. So we make sure we show them Dad's like little section where he had all his metal, has all his metal detecting finds.
Mm-hmm.
And so they look at all that and then they're like, you know, then we start asking them like, okay, well, what are you looking for? What do you like? And, you know, what piqued your interest in collecting and things of that sort. And so then we start kind of, you know, picking their brain and seeing what they like. And I usually can find at least one little thing that they like.
Mm-hmm.
It's always fun. And yesterday I have, we go to a coin show in Texas every year. And I have customers that come to me at that show every year, and they always come here every summer.
Oh,
so they came to the store yesterday, and I've watched the kids grow from when they were really teeny tiny, and now they're taller than Dad, and I was like, there you guys are. I was like, it was getting close to the end of June. I'm like, they're gonna be here soon.
Yeah, collecting and all of this, it brings families together. I know it's a big bond between, you know, sometimes grandparents and their grandchildren.
Yep.
Because, you know, you got to get them a gift, you know, 2-3 times a year, so you run out of ideas, and there's only so many electronics that they can have. So
there really is, and it was just, it's always so much fun every time they. This particular group comes in, I'm always just like, oh my God, like, I really think he got taller than January when I saw him up at the coin show. I was like, I really think you've grown like another 3 inches. And he was like, maybe.
Growth spurts. I believe in those growth spurts. I've seen it happen in my family. You know, you see somebody in January and then you see him for, you know, summer break and they're, you know, twice as tall. You're like, wow, what happened to you? What did you eat?
Basically, yes. It was so much fun. But yeah, I love it when the grandparents bring their grandkids in for the first time and they're like, okay, you have $30. Like, you get to pick out. And the kids' eyes get so big and they're like, what? And they start looking at pennies and I'm like, but silver's the way to go. And then they're like, what?
You're going to need silver for the future.
They're like, but what about gold? And I'm like, not yet.
Yeah, everything uses silver. Like, so many devices use silver, so that's why it's more expensive than ever, I think. If you have any gold, silver you want them to take a look at, go to EmeraldCoastCoins.com. You can check them out down on Creighton Road, 1811 Creighton Road. Give them a call, 473-1515. I've got Stephanie Dodson in the studio. When, say, a grandparent wants to get a great gift for their grandson or granddaughter, you guys have the coins, you have the collectibles, but do you have things to go along with it? Maybe like a book or a box or some kind of thing to present it with. Do you guys have all that stuff?
So we don't necessarily have, like, boxes, but we'll have, like if they're going to start, like, a collection, like a penny collection or anything like that, we have, like, the little Whitman folders, like, maybe we had when we were growing up that you would push all the little pennies into or whatever. So we try and find, like, books like that for them to give the grandkids to put the coins into. I had another customer come in the other day that's what they were doing for their grandkids, and so we got a couple of books together and like a little bag full of coins, and we just put all the coins in one bag so the kids could go through the bag by itself and find which book it went to and put all the coins in the correct books just to get them started and have something to do, like we said, so they're just not on the computer or on their Xbox or whatever all summer long. So they could just work on that all summer long and just have fun things to do. So that is always fun. But we have a little, we have coin, like the coin book, the red book. So that's just something that they could look into to start reading about coins and seeing like the different, like which coins might be worth more. So they're not Googling the wrong things and like error coins if they want to get into that. Because a lot of kids are looking at YouTube and seeing these YouTube videos and looking at, say, oh, well, that's an error coin. Well, this book's going to tell you kind of more like what the error coins really are, better than YouTube. So kind of help out a little bit better with that kind of stuff.
So the other day I went to my local convenience store and I grabbed a bottle of water and some peanut butter crackers. And, you know, that's how I do. And when I paid with some older $1 bills. And the gentleman behind the counter, as I was walking out, I looked back, and he was reading the serial numbers for every one of those dollar bills. What could he be looking for? I mean, he did it on every single, they were older dollar bills, but he was looking at every single serial number. I thought, man, do you think these ones are fake? Like,
nope. He was probably looking for, so a lot of people will look for, like, radar notes, which are, radar notes go like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then like 5, 4, 3, 2, like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So he could be looking for serial numbers like that, or repeaters, which would be like 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. People look for like birthday, so it'd be like 03, 04, like 2024 or something like that on the on the notes. So they're just looking for like special numbers on the serial numbers. Are they all worth something? No, but like some numbers are, like a radar note or a repeater note. If it had like a whole bunch of numbers in a row, if it has to have, I think my brother said they have to have like six. So if it had like six sevens in a row, then that would be something like worth like looking into.
That would be cool. I mean, I'm kind of a numbers guy. I like that kind of stuff.
I do too. I try not to look. You know, I have to be careful because if I look for silver when I get my change, I always look for silver. That's just like a habit I have. I don't look at my bills too much because then I will get way too into it. But it's funny enough though. I will kind of glance when we're in the store. I'll look at my notes. But everybody that comes in there is like usually a coin collector. They're like, "Why are you looking?" I'm like, "It's a habit. Like when I'm in the store, I don't know why."
Right. What about $2 bills? We hear about those a lot. We see them every once in a while. Is that worth anything? Is it rare to see a $2 bill?
No.
No. Yeah, okay.
No. They're the bane of my existence, right next to pennies.
All right. They're fun to have, I guess, and play with, but yeah.
For everybody else in the world,
people still accept them as currency, right? Yeah. They spend, sort of.
If they're of maybe the Gen X generation, yes. If they're of the not Gen X generation, like, what is my son's Gen Z? Millennials? I don't know, yeah, some people don't think they're real, so.
I think I'm considered, my age group is considered geriatric millennial.
Okay, yeah.
So, like, we're old enough to know what it was like before the internet, but yet we're still trying to
use... You're like a zennial,
yes. Somebody texted in here, 850-437-1620. Oh, wow, we're starting to get a lot of texts.
Hey.
How hard is it to get a $500 bill now? I've never seen one of those.
I have two at the store right now. Come and look at them.
Very nice. Yeah, 1811 Creighton Road.
They're kind of pricey, but you can come look at them.
They're worth at least $500.
At least double that.
Really?
Yeah, they're... they're kind of.
Whoa.
I think one's around 1600 and one's around 1900.
Yes,
they're
just so rare.
Their prices ebb and flow. So right now, people have been wanting them more, so their prices are up.
Hmm.
They're very hard to get right now. Silver certificates are literally a dime. I'm catching up on this.
Yeah.
Yep. There you go.
You got the text message.
I got you.
Too.
Yep. Silver certificates are literally a dime a dozen. I have a whole bunch of those in the store right now. I think I sell those for like a couple bucks, $1.75. You're welcome.
What is a silver certificate?
So a silver certificate is a blue seal $1 bill. They made those until 1957. You used to be able to trade that in for its dollar value worth of silver. $1, $5. They did dollars, $5, and I think $10 bills of silver. Up until 1964. Can't do that anymore, unfortunately. Sad face. So now we just pay for them based on how their condition and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just cool little $1 bills. If they're really rough shape, I usually tell people, take them over to the casino and use them as tips.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea. All right. 850-437-1620. Keep those texts coming in. We've got about 4 minutes left with Stephanie Dodson from Emerald Coast Coins. Go by. See them online at emeraldcoastcoins.com or 1811 Creighton Road. Have you seen the new Star Wars series? Is it Acolyte?
Acolyte. I have not watched it
the
yet.
Acolyte.
I have not watched it. I have so many customers that come in and ask me because they know like I'm such a big Star Wars person, and I have not watched it yet. I will watch it, I promise. I wore my Star Wars shirt today.
I'm seeing some mixed reviews on the Acolyte. One person described it as the latest Star Wars show that extends Disney's missteps and fails as a mystery thriller.
I've heard some mixed reviews for lots of reasons, but you know, I'm not going to judge it by what other people say because I can form my own opinion.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And you love Star Wars.
I do love Star Wars.
As most of us do. So, yeah, we recently just had to get the Disney Plus bundle.
Oh yeah, I've had that since they did it.
Well, we were using my mother-in-law's account, and then they cracked down on that stuff, man. Everybody's cracking down on that stuff. They wouldn't even let us log in. So,
oh no.
But luckily, Hulu. If for you out there listening, if you want to do this, Hulu and Disney and all that stuff bundled together is actually really affordable.
It's so easy.
Yeah.
Like we cut the cord with cable, and we have our Disney bundle. We have FuBu, I think it's called, instead of cable now, and we just have internet.
Or a FUBO or
whatever it's called. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
FUBU,
right?
I think, was, that was that clothing brand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, them, by them.
That's it. By that shark on the shark show.
That's not exclusionary. All right. 437-1620. Let us know if you have any questions, comments. In terms of collectibles, there's some Star Wars collectibles, right?
We do have some Star Wars collectibles in the store right now.
Very
actually,
nice.
We have Darth Vader, and I think we have Mando.
Mm.
And then the Nanny Bot we might have in the store right now.
The Nanny Bot?
The one from the Mandalorian. I call it the Nanny Bot.
Gotcha. 437-1620. It's Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio Pensacola. Yes, Nanny Bot. That'll be the next show. That'll be a spinoff show.
There you go.
It's the Nanny Bot. Boing. Derp. All right.
That's where we're at today.
Yes, we're at the derp. We're at the derpy level right now.
That's like YouTube. Oh my gosh.
Yes, exactly. So what do you got coming up? You're going to check out that road show, even though you're saying be cautious.
Everybody else can check it out and then come see us. We'll be here tomorrow.
Exactly. Yep. Shop
come
local.
See us. Call us.
Stay local.
Yes.
Yes.
Keep it local. Call us and ask us all the questions and then come talk to us and say thank you guys.
Yes. And William Devane, I know he's cute. He's very ruggedly handsome for his age, especially, but don't trust him.
Never.
Don't trust the TV. Go
Don't
local.
Trust the TV.
Go to emeraldcoastcoins.com or go by and see him, 1811 Creighton Road. Stephanie Dodson has been in the studio. Thank you for your calls and your texts. Oh, man. It's going to be a great week.
It is going to be a great week.
Thankful Thursday. What are you thankful for mostly this Thursday?
New headphones.
Yes, we have new headphones in the studio, and they're comfortable, and they're not broken.
They are.
Yeah, they don't hang off
That's
side
it.
Of your head half broken. We're all about class here
That's
at News
it.
Radio Pensacola. Only the finest. For you guys. EmeraldCoastCoins.com 473-1515. Go by and see him. 1811 Creighton Road. Stephanie Dodson, thank you so much.
I'll see you next time.
All right.